We are joined here in the media center with Pro Stock number one, provisional number one qualifier, Bo Bunner. His pass of 6.556 seconds at 210.73 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Bo, you've found some great success this season already. Can you talk about the changes you've made already and how it's shaping up for the year?
Well, I can't complain. Our Jim Button Auto Group Nitro Fish Chevy Camaro was pretty awesome. And it has been all season. It's just been very consistent. I mean, we made two runs today within a thou. So that's pretty impressive. But our KB team is strong again. I mean, Greg and I ran the same ET. Just lucky to go just a little bit quicker than him. So we're very happy, all three cars. I think we're going to have a good weekend.
Can you talk about the addition of Conley and how he's attributed to the group and the success with that?
Yeah, I didn't know he'd started yet, but no, honestly. Dave's been good. I brought on Jep that helped Tanner some last year. He's actually, between he and Daryl, then I got Kurt George. I got a big crew now, but they've all kind of helped me to become a less of a hands-on guy, but can just hop in and drive. And I've enjoyed that part so far.
Any questions?
That ability to step away and be less hands-on, has that helped you in the driver's seat to stay more focused, especially when it comes down to Pro Stock is so, so close as far as the ET goes? You need to be tight on the trees. Has that helped you a lot in that aspect of your...
Yes, I do believe it has. I think having those guys that you really trust and not having to second-guess anything is everything in the sport, especially when it comes to having to be perfect. I mean, you try to be more perfect than the guy you're racing or gal. So it is the toughest class. And to not have the least to think about is the way to go. But, yeah, I'm very happy with our team, and I can't wait for race day.
Bo, you're also racing in the Factory Stock Showdown this weekend. How hard is it to go from that car to the Pro Stock car?
Well, what's funny is our Summit Cobra Jet, I know the potential for it, and I'm struggling with it. And I didn't make a good Q1, so I hop in the Pro Stock car mad. And I go out there, and I made, in my eyes, a perfect run, shift points and all that, in the Pro Stock car. So I do better with more to do. So when I hop out of one into another one, I think it helps me in both cars. Then we run a little bit better in the shootout car, and then we make another good run in the Pro Stock car. So it's a mindset. It's all about discipline. They're both totally different. But we have to do good in both cars. That's my goal.
You are the very first Factory Stock Showdown winner. You won in Indy in 2012. So coming back here and getting to race in it again after a few years, is there a sense of pride that you're the first winner?
Yeah, it's fun. We were fortunate to win a couple. I think I won one in Gainesville when it was here also. So it's changed a lot. It's kind of becoming a baby Pro Stock class, and it's very neat, but it's going to be hard to win, and you're not going to see a dominant car. I mean, a lot of cars just get A to B, you're going to win rounds, but right now you have to qualify, and it's going to be tight field tomorrow. The air is going to be better, and where I'm at has no chance of being in.
Talk about the qualifying, the aspect of we decrease the Pro Stock car count, but there's more cars in the class now. Can you talk about how it's now a little bit more of a tighter competition?
Yeah, I think the people that are showing up are very capable of going rounds and running and winning rounds. But we had pretty much a full field last year, and pretty much the year I won the championship, we had probably the least amount. We had a couple buy runs and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'll see that this year. It definitely brought me back with a shorter schedule. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the guys that retired that I'm kind of close to, they're missing it. I'll call him out. Tanner Gray calls me like once a week. So I love to see him back, but he's too good. So we'll just leave him at home. So hopefully he does well with the circle track.
How about Drew Skillman?
Drew's really digging this factory shootout stuff. And that's kind of up Drew's alley. But down deep, if you have a competitive Pro Stock car, you have to miss it to hop out of it. I mean, that's why it killed me for a week. So I'm back.
All right, best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.